This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. 144-146 Bradford Street. The historic Brock Park neighborhood, and Bradford Street, generally, once had several semi-detached brick homes such as this. At one time, this area was the center of manufacturing. The Barry Tannery Company, the Barry Carriage Company and the General Electric plant all operated here, creating plentiful industrial employment. Many of the homes in this neighborhood housed the workers in these factories. It was also a convenient neighborhood for Allendale Railway workers. Two railroaders, in fact, were once neighbors in this stout, built for two families structure. Samuel Allward and his wife, Sarah, lived in the south half of the house. Samuel moved to Barry from Sarnia in 1890, working as a locomotive engineer for the Grand Trunk Railway, GTR, then Canadian National Railway, until he retired in 1925. The Allwards belonged to the United Church and Sam was active in organizations such as the IOOF. When he passed away, he was the oldest surviving engineer working out of Allendale. His funeral was held at his Bradford Street home. In the north half of the semi lived Timothy and Charlotte Wilson. Timothy was born in Bridge, Kent County, England, in 1849. When he was 20 years old, he married Charlotte Potts in Harbledown, near Canterbury in Kent. They came to Canada in 1873, first settling in Acton. Tim started in the maintenance department of the GTR, advancing to foreman after 7 years, then to roadmaster at Hamilton, in 1888. As roadmaster, Timothy was responsible for overseeing the rail, ties, tie plates, spikes, rail joints, ballast, drainage and vegetation control within his territory. Transferring to Allendale in 1893, Tim continued as roadmaster, until his retirement in 1919. He also served as warden in St. George's Church in Allendale for many years. At the time of his death, he was no longer living on Bradford Street, but had moved to another semi-detached home at 44 Toronto Street, this time sharing a wall with the future mayor of Barry, Peter Sinclair. Although little has changed about this Bradford Street home over the years, almost everything around it has.